Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Ramadan, the month of giving. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has honored us with the month of Ramadan, the month of ghufran, the month of mercy and forgiveness, and freedom from perdition. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partners in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entire universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah, for verily He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّكَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. But as for he who gives and has taqwa of Allah, and believes in the best of rewards, we shall surely ease for him the path towards ease. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who believe. This verse that I just quoted details that the way of facilitation and the way of coming to ultimate peace and bliss is the way of those who give from themselves. Man a'ta. And this implies people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, seeking nothing but Him, seeking to purify themselves by this act of giving from what they have. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to reward such people, and has promised that they in the hereafter shall enter His paradise and will be saved from the punishment. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِ مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. But as for the one, سَيُجَنَّبُهُ الْأَتْقَى, the righteous one, who avoids transgression, he is the one who gives from his wealth to purify himself. And this giving is not facilitated for anyone except عِنْدَهُ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى, he has a favor by which he will be rewarded. And this is only done by those who seek ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى, the countenance of their Lord, and such a person, سَوْفَ يَرْضَى, will be satisfied. So the true believer is the one who's constantly seeking to take advantage of that which draws him nearer to his Lord. And seeing that we are in the month of Ramadan, this is a moment to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by every way He's facilitated for us to come near. And from that is the giving of sadaqah and charity. From that is, and this is the reason why the Salihin and the righteous, such as Imam Shafi'i, said that it is recommended for a person to increase in charity in the month of Ramadan, for this would be to emulate the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as the most generous of people, but he would be even more generous in Ramadan. And in such a manner that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would represent an example for us and for his companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about His mercy, He says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, He said, my mercy encompasses every single thing. But then He says, فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But he says, I will write this mercy, even though it encompasses everything. I will decree it specifically for those who have taqwa, and those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who give from their zakat. And that's why one of the greatest of things we can do in this month is to give from our zakat. That obligatory charity, that charity which has been mandated on every Muslim, 1/4 of his wealth, that provided he earns above a certain amount known as the nisab, becomes obligatory upon him to give to various categories of people, including the fuqara and the masaqeen and the masakeen, the poor and the needy, the destitute, and those who may be indebted, and other various categories. There's about 8 categories. And this itself, even though it's fard, is from the greatest of things we can do. And then there is the giving of non-obligatory charity. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَبَعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. He said there will be 7 people who will be shaded by Allah under His shade on the day in which there will be no shade except His. And from this category of 7 people, he said, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. He said, from that category will be a person who gives charity so secretly that his left hand is not aware of what his right hand has given. In other words, he doesn't broadcast it and nobody knows how much he's given or the fact that he's given. And so this as well is from the greatest of things we can give. Because sometimes to give charity, if it's given for the sake of Allah, then it shouldn't be given. Let people know. Having said that, if there are reasons why people end up knowing, sirran wa alaniya, whether it be secret or outwardly, as long as it's for the sake of Allah, then it's praiseworthy. But Allah loves that which is done for His sake to not be advertised. And so the way of people who give sadaqah in this month is to give it in a way, generally speaking, that other people are not aware of. And from that category, when we're giving and supporting other people, we shouldn't forget that the best of sadaqah, the best of charity, starts from those who are most worthy upon us in terms of their haqq, their rights. That includes our relatives. Of course, in terms of our direct dependents, our children and our parents, those who are above us, these are people who it's fard upon us to provide for anyway. But outside of that immediate sense of fard, there may be other relatives who are in need, and those are people who have a more right upon us in terms of sadaqah than the one who is further away, the one who is distant. And so we should look into our families and our relatives, and extending that to our neighbors and our work colleagues and people who for whatever reason have a relationship with us. For we will be asked about our relationships. And if any one of the people who came into the direct sphere of our influence was in a state of oppression and in a state of need, and we had the ability to help them and we didn't, then they will be the first people who will have a right upon us on that day, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will charge upon us that I appeared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I was sick and you did not visit me. And He gives various of these things, and then the people are astonished and they say, how is that possible? And that's because Allah appears, He's manifesting Himself constantly in this world of created form through what He wants of us to do. And so when a sick person comes by us, or someone in our immediate vicinity comes by us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is an opportunity, because if you reject that, then you are rejecting Him. And so we need to see our relationships, our myriad relationships, as ultimately our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we are held first and foremost accountable by the relationships that we have, which implies that our relatives have a right upon us for the sadaqah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this, he said, As-sadaqtu ala al-miskin sadaqa. Sadaqa to charity is charity. Wa hiya ala dhir-rahmi thintan. But when sadaqa is given to people who are relatives, then this is two things. This is charity, sadaqa, wa sila. But this is also upholding the ties of kinship. From the greatest of charity in this month is spreading food, giving food to people who are otherwise not able to get access to food, iftar, helping people break their fasts. right? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who feed people, and you know, people who feed ta'am, it'am ta'am, giving people food, this is the people who will enter the Darul Rahman, the abode of the one who is bis salam, they will enter in a state of peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about people who give themselves and feed people for the sake of Allah, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. In a general sense, Allah says, indeed, this is for your reward and your effort has been appreciated. The effort by which you expended, you know, you gave badal nafs, you expended of yourself for the sake of Allah, and you fed people for the sake of Allah. And so this was beautiful. This was something we would find the Sahaba doing, and this would be something that they would expend themselves. And let us not forget, brothers and sisters, that as well as giving of ourselves materially, we have to give of ourselves spiritually and psychologically. Because the person who gives sadaqah and follows that with adha, follows that with hardship or badness or su'ul khuluq, bad character, then that which follows nullifies that which preceded. And so the way of giving sadaqah is to be a person of bushra, to be a person of glad tidings, to make people feel good. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqah." He said, for you to smile in the face of your brother is a sadaqah. If you don't have wealth, if you don't have anything material you can give, give you from your soul, give from your spirit, make people feel good, make people feel have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a time of tribulation, be a person who's part of the solution, not part of the problem. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alluded to the fact that despite that we can give, because he said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. He said, have fear of Allah even if it's with half of a date or a portion of a date. And most of us can have a portion of a date, and so we can be generous with what we have. If all we have is a dinar or a dirham, then even that can be used, because Allah rewards us and takes to count our sadaqah on the basis of what we have, not on the basis of what we give. So if what we give is proportionate to what we have is a lot, so half of a date, when you only have a date, is half of your wealth. Whereas a person who may have a million and only gives 10,000 dirhams has not given half of his wealth. And so that person who gave half a date is given more in sadaqah than that person who gave 10,000 dirhams. Because Allah knows the reality of that sadaqah commensurate to what it represents to that person. And from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, or the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, even if you can't find this شِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ, this half of a date, then he said, فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, then what about a goodly word? What about a beautiful word to help someone, to make someone's day, to make someone feel joyous, to make someone feel happy, to cheer them up? So we should embody this in these months of Ramadan, to make this part of our khuluq. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as layyinul janib, soft to those around him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as husnul khuluq, sahlul. He was easygoing, the best of character. And the Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ عَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you are on the greatest of characters. And so for us, part of this month, alongside the ibadah, is to misunderstand, or to not make the mistake of understanding that our khuluq and perfecting our character and being good to those around us is also from ibadah, right? You don't want to be from those who fast, who've attended taraweeh, who've done qiyam al-layl, and is a torture and terror to those around them, because that which you're doing and saying to people might just be worse than that which you're accruing as formal ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make the most of this month, to make the most of the days and nights that lie ahead of us. And we have tremendous days and nights that lie ahead of us. We have the tremendous last 10 days of Ramadan. And these were days in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would literally, that he would retreat, go into retreat, and would devote his every moment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from these last 10 days are the nights, and from these last 10 nights is the greatest night of the year. and the greatest night that could be the greatest night of our lives. So let's not waste it. Let's ready our hearts. Let's ready our souls. So we're ready to make the most of this night that's called Laylatul Qadr, a night of destiny, a night of power, a night of apportioning, because it may be the night that determines what your destiny is. And so now, as we're approaching this night, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be firm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to have istiqamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to expend of what we have materially and physically, and most importantly spiritually, ibtigha an liwajhi al-kareem, in the hope of seeking His noble countenance and pleasure. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and He is the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this week's Jummah khutbah, and it was presented to you by Idaatul Quran, Abu Dhabi. Assalamu alaikum.